This is where we begin.
Ladies and gentlemen!
Make my ears ring.
Your mic now.
Make my ears ring.
Might want to do a mic test.
This is Nick.
What's up, people?
Nick sucks.
It's debatable.
I see him every day.
Every single day.
It's terrible.
It's not.
It makes you do terrible things at work.
Also debatable.
He has a story that I think everyone needs to hear.
It's a good one.
And I think it shows you what kind of man he really is. So, Nick, tell me about that day.
Yeah, so I'm married. Been married a couple years now. Smoking hot wife. Absolutely gorgeous. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's the number one quality every man's looking for. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Drop dead. Mm-hmm. So, been married for a couple years. Mm-hmm. And found out, 3 months ago, I'm having a baby.
Scary thought.
Absolutely incredible.
Nope, but alright.
Can't wait.
I can.
Little baby boy, by the way.
Even more terrifying.
This is going to be a little me just running around. Changing the world, one child at a time. So yeah, my wife is pregnant, and I get a phone call on Monday. Hey babe, not feeling too well. What's wrong? Pregnancy, I get that kind of stuff all the time. I mean, there's so many ridiculous pregnancy stories that I could share, we just don't have time for all of them. So get a phone call from my wife. Hey babe, not feeling too well. They want me to go to the ER. Huh. Is my response.
Naturally.
Yeah. ER, huh? Yeah. When do they want you to go? Now.
Usually that means right now.
Yeah, now.
Emergency room.
Okay.
Next week.
Let's backtrack. They've been telling... So she's been dealing with this breathing problem. They have said to her for a week now, she could potentially have blood clots. Every single symptom she's been describing might have something to do with blood clots, okay?
And then she calls you and says, I have to go to the ER.
Okay, yes.
And you're like, when?
This is also true. Okay, anyways. She asked me to go to the ER. Long story short, I'm getting right ahead of the golf course, baby. Got a buddy coming up. Him and I are going to hit the links together. Beautiful day out.
Who's you golfing with?
Name's Roman.
I know Roman.
Yeah, shout out to RT. So,
I don't know why I wasn't invited, but all right.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Next time. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, babe, you know, me and Roman, we're literally just about to leave to go golfing. Any chance...
Priorities.
Any chance someone in your family could take you? And at this point, I felt like it was a pretty reasonable question. And you know what? My wife is incredible. She responds back, and she's like, you know what? Let me call an aunt.
I was going to say, because I've heard some of the story, not the whole thing, but... 95% of women would have been would have lost their minds.
Double middle fingers.
Yeah.
I'm sleeping at mom's tonight.
Yeah. So, but that's why you think, you know, you can pull it off.
I have the most incredible wife in the world. She's like, you know what? That seems reasonable, Nick. I'll call my parents and see what they say. So, I'm like, all right. So, at this point, I'm now driving to the golf course. I'm expecting a yes. Mom or dad can take me. So I get to the golf course.
Let's be clear. Your wife might be dying.
Not dying.
She might have blood clots and she's pregnant going to the ER. I got to golf though. But sorry, go ahead. No.
So you're really making me sound a lot worse than I am.
Yeah, I'm just being
So get to the golf course. Wife calls me back. Is like, hey, mom can't take me. Dad will. You're good. Incredible.
What was he thinking?
So we'll get there.
Okay.
So, I start golfing. I'm like, let me know if there's if anything happens. I'll be right in. I mean, of course I will.
An hour later.
So I'm golfing. We never told her how many holes we were gonna golf. I'm golfing for a couple hours, and she's waiting. Checked in, but in the waiting room the entire time for hours. and I'm on the golf course. I mean, I
where you should be.
I feel like it's a win-win. She's checked in and in line, and I'm golfing. And
you don't have to wait with your wife.
Exactly.
With your baby.
Exactly. Right. The waiting room, I mean, they don't need me for that.
Right.
So we get to, like, hole 10. She's like, hey, I've been here for a while. I'm starting to lose it. Like, again, it's a breathing problem she's having. She's like, it's starting to get a little worse. She's like, me and my dad are gonna go on a walk. So they go on a walk. It gets better. And I get to, like, hole 12. I'm just saying, I started off a little rough. But hole 7, well, it was 5 holes. Hole 7 to 12, close enough. Hole 7 to 12, I'm 1 under. Through those 5 holes.
So she calls you, says, I can't breathe. You start playing
I'm
better.
On fire.
Right.
Like, babe, I'm on
so
fire.
I can't breathe. Can you come here now? I might be dying. You're like, well, babe, I really would, but I'm playing really good.
Oh, no, but time out. This is why I am such an incredible husband.
Okay.
So she's like, hey, what hole are you on? I'm like, hole 12. When you want me to come in? She, hole 12? Yeah. You're not just playing 9 holes? No.
You would think. You know what,
no.
Roman? I said I'll go golfing with you, and I'm here. My wife's in the ER. Let's just make it 9. Normal thing to say.
Nope. We're going to see if we can get a full 18.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So, at that point, I was like, okay. She was incredible. She let me go golfing. I think 12 holes should be enough. So, broke the news to my partner, Roman. He was totally cool with it. He's like, hey, I understand. He completely understood.
He's like, wait, why are you even here right now?
That's about how it went. He didn't find out till hole 11 she's in the ER. Like, I never even brought it up. But she's still not in. She's still in the waiting room. So I hop in my truck. I go home. I change. I mean, it worked out perfectly. She was hungry, so I was able to pick her up some snacks
Don't
at home.
Don't try to, no.
Keep going. Worked out perfect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we're on hole 12, and when she tells me, yeah, it's time to come in, I'm like, what does your dad think I'm doing? She's like, oh, he knows you're golfing. Ah. You know, I forgot I told him the day before that I was going golfing. So he knew the entire time.
Wow.
He knew the entire time I was going to go golfing. Totally forgot he knew.
See,
I assume, I was like, there could be a million
but
reasons.
Nick, you asking her that means you know you're in the wrong.
Yes, oh yeah, I knew.
Okay.
I knew. But like I said, my wife is absolutely incredible.
Stop saying
she don't put the clamps
just
on
covering
me.
Your tracks.
So hole 12, when she's starting to say, hey, I think you should come in. Like, hey, what's your dad think I'm doing? Oh, he knows you're golfing. Oh. How's he taking that? Yeah, he's been great. Totally fine with it. Hasn't really said anything. Okay. Well, at that point, that was the first time when I was like, I think I might be doing something wrong here. That was the first time when I had like the little like conscience on my shoulder, little angel talking to me, or devil, whichever way you want to look at it. And he's like, hey, yeah, it's time to go, Nick.
I'm glad it took that.
Yeah. So 12 holes through again, hole 7 to 12, I'm 1 under. So anyways, head into the ER, get there. They're still not checked in.
Get waiting there. Rooms in the hospital are the worst places on earth.
Get there.
Or best.
Yes, or best. That's what we're getting to. Get there. Father-in-law. How you play? How you playing, man? Like, the whole 7.
This is wild.
Whole 7 through 12, I was 1 under.
Everyone in this story is wild
up.
To be okay with
He's
it.
Like, oh, that's awesome. He's like, oh, thanks so much for coming in. He's thanking me. I'm like, oh, well, thank you for
you have the easiest life I've ever heard of.
Thank you for bringing my wife in. He's like, oh, I had nothing going on. He's like, we had a great time.
I
They're talking
this.
About these walks that they're
I
going on.
This.
They were thoroughly enjoying each other.
So
it was dumb. It was father-daughter bonding. I didn't want to step in between that.
The fact that you did this and got away with it. Just go ahead.
So he then leaves. I got the coolest wife in the world. I got the coolest father-in-law in
Clearly.
The world.
It's not
so,
fair.
He leaves, and 30 minutes later, we're checked in. So we head in. As we head in, we got a little vibrator thing, so my wait time's like nothing. I couldn't have timed
it
more.
You're sitting there for 10 minutes. Ugh.
Couldn't have timed
Gosh,
it more perfect.
Go?
So we go in to check me in as a new as her visitor or plus one. I don't know what they call it.
Not her husband, because you weren't there. Anyways,
so we go to check me in. As I'm getting checked in at the desk, there's this dude beside me in a wheelchair.
Not good.
He's looking a little rough. I mean, what would you expect? He's coming into the ER. He is sitting there, just deepest breath. I'm not even exaggerating. That's how the man's
being dramatic.
Oh my word! So instantly, I'm like, he's high on five different drugs. And he's checking himself. He's getting himself checked in, and the check-in lady's like, "Hey, William, are you okay?" Like, trying to get him to sign papers for consent. They're like, "Sir, we need your ID." He's ripping his ID out of his pocket, just throws it at her. This man throws his whole wallet at the check-in nurse. She fishes through the wallet, picks out the ID, looks at it, I don't know, does whatever she needs to do with it. And she goes to give it back to him. His name's William. I mean, quality guy. So she's like, William, here's your ID. He's sitting there in the wheelchair acting as if he's passed out. William, your ID. He's just not even responding. William, your ID. And you know what? He threw it at me. She throws it straight back. He never even reaches for it, throws it straight
good
back.
For her.
And then it's William, hey, I need you to sign this paper here for consent. For that way... whatever we gotta
Wait,
do.
Wait, was he by himself?
He's by himself. My man.
How did he get in there?
I didn't see that part. I walked in. William's in a wheelchair.
No one's with him.
No one's with him. My man's by himself.
He drove to the hospital, then got in a wheelchair. Yeah, anyways, go ahead.
Yes. So,
someone left.
They're like, you need to sign this piece of paper for consent. My man, all is falling out of his wheelchair then, trying to grab at this paper that quick to be able to sign it. His signature is just a straight line. I mean, no attempt at a signature, just a straight line. Gives it back to her. Some nurse dude wheels him away to the waiting room. We're still checking in. Right as I get checked in, turn around, William's back. I have no idea how he got back. I mean, I guess you can push yourself in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
He's back behind us. Instantly again, I can't breathe!
Pretty good.
Nurse walks over to him. William, we need you to calm down. Are you okay? My man goes, I'm in the ER. I started laughing.
I started laughing
so hard. I mean, William's having a good time. He's on a lot of something. But that was, I mean, that response. I had to agree with him. I'm like, clearly my man's not okay. He's not feeling right. You're not in the ER just for a good time.
I'm in the ER.
And that is when everything just clicked. Nick loves some people watching.
Oh, there's nothing better.
Who doesn't love people watching? I've never been to the ER before. I think I'm going to start going just for fun.
You've never been to the ER before?
Never been to the ER before.
Okay. Well, usually hospitals and ER, like the most morbid, depressing places, but you can find some Williams in there.
So this whole place is filled with everyone 70 plus who they're sitting in their chairs waiting. I'm not sure if they're dead or not. They're all acting like they can. Like, I mean, they're just old. It's what do you expect? It's the ER.
Yeah.
And his response to this lady, beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And it is when I realized there is no better place on earth than to people watch is right here. And I'm like, I think we are just getting started. And little did I know we were. It was only just beginning. So we get back into our waiting room. We get back into our room where they're checking out my wife for these blood clots. Our nurse dude, he's incredible. He's awesome. I mean, just
yay.
No, he married with a daughter, but hey.
Shocking.
Yeah, he's a cute little girl. Showed us lots of pictures. So we're in this waiting room. They're checking, running all these tests on her for these blood clots. We're in there for like 10 minutes maybe. 10 to 30 minutes we're in there. Molly's got to go to the bathroom. So right across from our room is the bathroom. She goes into the bathroom. Is in there for, I don't know, a little bit, but our door is open so I can see the bathroom door. All of a sudden, here comes a little girl standing in front of the bathroom door. Next thing I know, she's on the ground. Passed out, Oh, I hear a guy go, "Hey, we need some help over here." People just swarm. I mean, in there, like, I didn't get out of my chair. I'm like, I'm gonna make the situation worse. She's passed out on the ground right in front of my bathroom door that my wife is in. Mm-hmm. I'm like, huh. I wonder if Caroline knows all this is going on.
You do a lot.
Yeah.
This stuff happens.
I mean, huh. It's just...
Wife has blood clots from ER. Huh. Girl falls, crack her head open.
Huh. I mean, they got there before I could even react. That's why they're trained professionals, and uh-huh. I am not in the medical field.
They haven't even been there
just,
before.
I'm just not built for it, apparently. So, my wife's in the bathroom. Like, this might not go well. I see the handle on the door start to turn. Like, oh, here she comes.
And you don't say anything.
She's not going to hear me. There's that. I don't.
You don't stand up and go to the door?
No, I didn't. There's like the little girl passed out, mommy with her. They're meantime like, hey, we need you to open your eyes. Hey, hey. They're hitting her. Hey, come back. Yeah, are they getting a pulse? Like, what's going on? Starting to get a little concerned. I see the door handle starting to go. Door starts coming out. Hits a nurse. Hits a nurse in the back. I giggle a little bit.
Of course.
And my nurse says, hey, hang on a second. There's someone on the ground out here. She closes the door. So they bring a stretcher out.
You are in a war zone.
It is. I mean, yeah. I don't want to. I'm hesitant to say it was incredible because
you have a great. Let's be honest. You have a great time.
I was enjoying myself.
You have a great time.
I was enjoying myself. Little girl ended up being completely and totally okay. So that we can't laugh about this if she's not fine. She ends up being okay. They put her on this like, I don't know, little gurney stretcher type deal.
Sounds fine.
Mom's there with her. She's doing fine. Don't know why she passed out. So they take her away. Nurses come back in the room. They start doing more tests. It goes from ultrasound tests to blood tests to not passing the blood tests. That potentially chance of blood clots just got a whole lot higher. To
that little girl falling isn't as funny now, is it? Nope, still is. Okay, keep going.
To then CAT scans. Mm. CAT scans coming back clean. Thank the Lord. My wife is totally okay. Nothing to worry about. Nurse comes in. Hey, man, you're good. You guys are clear to go. All right. I, again, thoroughly enjoyed the nurse that we had. We go and start walking out. I can't get out of the place. No one walks us out. We get to this...
It's a maze, isn't it?
I mean, absolute maze.
Always is.
Then we get to this door that can't open. It's clearly on it. It says, to exit to lobby. Arrow pointing through the door. Pushing on the handle of the door, nothing. It's locked. We're not sure what to do, so we turn around and go to leave. Here comes a guy on his phone who clearly knows what he's doing. Waves his hand at like some little scanner thing. Door opens up. He's through. We follow him out.
Dumbass.
Right as we step through the door, four cops. I mean, decked out, SWAT gear. Not actually SWAT gear, but like picture that in your head, like full body armor and stuff. A female police officer, beat to crap.
Okay, where were you?
Lancaster City.
Okay, makes more sense now.
She's not looking good, but. I mean, cops are as tough as they get. I mean, they have to be.
Right.
She's just looking awful. She's just playing it off. You wouldn't even, if you're looking at her from behind, you wouldn't even know nothing's wrong. She's standing there like nothing happened. She's good. It's one female, three male cops. The three male cops are worried to death about her. She's like, guys, get away from me. I'm totally fine. Totally fine.
Her nose like falling off her face.
Then go to here. Obviously, there was an altercation. Man comes at her. Obviously, got a couple swings in. She's not looking good.
Is he dead?
I did not dare to ask.
No.
Did not dare.
I would
ask,
hey, that guy, is he dead? You shoot him?
Yeah, what wasn't going to be me? I had experience enough.
So,
they get the cop back in the room, take the cop back. I'm sure she ended up fine. But as I'm strolling out, my wife is about done with me for the night. As the night starts coming to an end, I'm cracking jokes. I'm having a good time. She's hungry. She's pregnant. She's starving. Her mood with me. She's ready. She's ready for me to be back.
Well, it started good.
It started great. But at this point, she's ready for me to be back on the golf course. She's had enough. Can't blame her. Apparently. So, and we, another thing, as we start getting checked in, the doctor's asking her what's wrong. She starts responding with the stuff that's wrong. I proceed to cut in and say, oh no, that's not true. I thought this is what's wrong. I mean, she looks at me like she's about to take my life.
I would have too.
Oh, like she's about to take my life. And instantly I'm like, yeah, Nick, you should just stop talking and probably not say another word the rest
of
the night.
You were just golfing. Now you're going to tell me what's wrong with me.
Yeah. And that was her exact thought process.
Everyone's thought process, but yours apparently.
Apparently. But night ended.
So when was this?
Monday night.
Monday night. This past month?
4 days ago.
Oh, it just happened.
Literally just happened.
That's incredible.
So we get into the truck, and I look at my wife. You want to come back tomorrow? I get a nice, solid fist straight to the chest.
Abusive.
Yeah.
It's a sign.
Maybe a little bit.
Well, you're emotionally abusive, so it's okay.
I don't know if that's true.
Well, when you're golfing, instead of being with your wife in time of need, it can hurt. But apparently not to your father-in-law. He's like, fine with it. It's like, hey, Caroline's like trying to talk to him. Hey, Dad. Oh. And he sees you. He's like, hey, so what'd you score on the... What'd you get?
Yes, how I played.
Dad, hold on, Caroline. Nick, what'd you...
So I call him the next day. The next day after this, I call up my father-in-law. I'm like, hey, I just want to thank you again for taking Caroline into the ER. He responds back, thank you. Thank you for coming in and then taking over. I'm like, I'm calling you to thank you. You don't need to thank me. I'm calling to thank you. It turns into one of those. No, you're the best. And he's.
I swear, shit like this always happens with you. Right. Stuff just goes your way, and it's annoying.
It's good karma. You
bend your life forever.
You give to the world, and the world gives back.
What do you give to the world?
I don't know. Plus. A whole lot of Nick.
That's absolute crazy story. How far along is she now?
She is 18 weeks on Saturday.
Oh, so it's just the beginning.
It is 18 weeks is over 4 months. So halfway. Yeah.
Bad math. 18 weeks, I thought it was like, oh, she's just...
We're four months and 2 weeks. So coming up on halfway.
Almost halfway. So wait, she's due in the end of September? August.
End of August. August 28th.
And you wanted a boy?
Desperately.
I know you said she really wanted a girl.
I think she wanted a girl more than I wanted a boy.
I was going to say, I didn't even know you wanted a boy that much. But you said desperately, so I can't imagine how she was feeling.
Who doesn't want a guy first?
Well, no, I agree. I want a boy first.
Too. Am I saying, I want my wife to have a little daughter one day.
Oh, well, yeah.
She wants one desperately. I want that for her. Before wait, her? Wait.
But you want one? Do you want a daughter? You're not even gonna deal with it. I'm talking. Yeah, your team lost. Get over it. So have you decided on a name?
Decided on a name. Yeah, we did.
Middle name too.
I think we're completely there. I think we got first, middle, and last name down.
I would hope last is there. Yeah. What is it?
I don't know if my wife will allow me to share the name over a podcast. Let me just tell you, it's freaking...
It's a fire?
It's straight fire. You, this is my one hint to the world, Kyler is going to love it.
All right, then we're good. I mean, I know it. Well, I know the first name is now, so we're good.
I mean...
That's my boy.
Yeah.
You can't say the middle name?
The middle name is definitely keeping a secret.
Oh.
Where for a...
it means it's something... It's like a big deal.
Something a little sentimental.
Right.
Coming along with the middle name.
Family.
Yeah.
Tears.
Probably.
Emotional.
Gotcha.
That's disgusting. So I'm going to change topics now.
Let's do it.
I want to talk about... No, I can't talk about that.
Yeah, Carmen is definitely not going to want to hear that.
No, definitely not. Well, I did forget to do something. So, after work every day, I take a nap. As most people know, you know.
Yeah.
Next time you're on here, though, for sure going to do a thing where I'm going to give Nick a test to see if he's a psychopath.
Why don't we do it?
Well, I don't have the... Well, actually, right now, look it up. Well, here, give it to me. Log on. All right, we're here with the test.
This is exciting.
On Nick's phone to see if he's a psychopath.
Wait, time out real quick. A psychopath is what?
You know, I don't really know. I'll find the definition right now.
All I know is it's not a good thing. You don't want to be a psychopath.
Right.
Do they kill people?
Well, I mean... So, psychopaths are incapable of empathy and forming loving relationships.
Well, I'm married.
However, they can pretend to be charming and loving. So, are you pretending? So, those around them can't always detect their lack of empathy. Sociopaths, on the other hand, are capable of empathy and guilt. While sociopaths are impulsive, hot-tempered, and erratic, they may form attachments to some people or groups. So, that's... We should see if you're a sociopath. We'll do a psychopath right now. And then we'll see where... But sociopath actually sounds more like you.
I'm feeling pretty good right now.
So, alright. First question. Answer honestly. Alright, here we go. Most would describe me as charming and nonchalant. I can turn my charm on and off like a faucet.
Yeah. Well, so, is it just yes or no?
Not me.
150%.
It's either not me,
yes.
It's somewhat, or me. No, that's for sure.
It is me. I like the charm.
I do what I want when I want. The moment the impulse strikes me, regardless of what others want.
Hmm. So same thing again? Yes, little, no?
Yeah, it's all the same options.
I mean, I Nick
you
does what he wants.
You kind of do what you. I mean, you just went golfing.
Yeah, that's actually great. Yeah, if we backtrack 10 minutes, I just told an entire story about my wife being in the ER while I was on the golf course.
Okay. You like the impulse? Yeah. You're like, oh, I'm golfing.
Yeah.
So that's you.
That's a yes.
If something goes wrong or turns out badly, it's not my fault.
I mean, it's generally not. I'm being honest, generally not my fault.
It's like, yeah, that's for sure how you feel. I've gotten into legal or criminal trouble as an adult.
So...
The fact that you have to think about it.
But, okay, so like... No. Not adults 18 plus. Uh-huh.
You're 25 now.
No, I haven't got. I mean,
past 7 years.
I haven't gotten arrested or anything like that. So no. I had to take a background check for something and failed it twice. I don't know how, because I'm telling you, I've never been arrested. Not the speeding ticket. Like that's it. And so no. I eventually passed the background check. I don't know. I don't know what changed, but yeah, no. I that's a no.
This next one is for sure you. I'm easily the best at what I do.
100%.
Bar none, nobody could ever take my place. You think you are God's gift to creation?
Pretty close. I mean, I'm a likable guy.
I have a very likable podcast for you.
We play basketball every Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's a good time.
It's a great time.
In the Lord's house.
It's a little church league we got going on. It's a really good time.
And what does he say? To humble yourself, but whatever. Go ahead.
So the best way I could put my playing skills that go along with this question, if Michael Jordan, Dwayne Wade, and LeBron had a baby, that's me.
And you honestly think about it. Like, it's not.
I mean, I'm pulling up from half court. I'm dunking even though I can't dunk.
So, but this is the thing that gets me. You will
pull from half court, you'll miss 8 layups in a row driving, think you're going to dunk, but you can't. I will be 5 for 6 on threes. I miss 1 3, and you stare me down and yell my name.
I mean, I don't, it's just an
I don't awful know who shot. You think you are.
It's just an awful shot.
But, like, you can do no wrong, I mess up once, and the world. Anyways.
Depends how you look at it.
I do whatever I feel like doing, and I don't care what others think or even if it's legal.
That one's not true.
Half of it I think is true.
Do I care about what all people think of me? No. I care about what my family thinks of me. I care about what my mom thinks. I don't care about what strangers think of me.
That's pretty normal. We'll just do not me there because that's pretty normal. I mean, I don't, yeah. Every person for themselves. I don't see the point in feeling sorry for other people and have no desire to help others. Do you feel sorry for anyone?
Yeah, no, I feel like I can definitely empathize with people and feel sorry for them. Yeah, so I don't know if I'm answering no or yes to that question, but whatever is saying that, yeah, I can feel sorry for people. Yeah.
Okay. You've gotten into legal or criminal trouble as a teenager.
Oh.
Different story.
Oh.
Nick from 15 to 17.
It's feeling pretty good.
Is a whole different ballpark.
Yeah.
We could do 30 podcasts on just your life in those 2 years.
I have a lot of stories.
That I don't know if you want to resurface because, anyways.
A lot of stories.
So, you for sure have gotten to some legal.
So, here's the thing. Again, I've never been arrested. Been in situations where police were involved.
Have you ever had a cop pull his gun on you? In the LCBC parking lot.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Told me that story before.
Yeah.
So you have guns pulled on you, cops involved.
But charges were never pressed.
Never
pressed.
Never, you can't say you're guilty of anything.
So I don't exactly know how to answer
that. Well, do somewhat.
Yeah, sure. Charges have never been pressed, but I've been in situations where police have been involved. Yeah.
I have no problem or concern in lying in order to get what I want.
No. I don't.
No, I don't think you're a liar. I think you think you're too good to lie.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need to lie.
Exactly. I feel like I can normally get what I want with being truthful. Was one of the questions about being charming?
The very first one.
Yeah. That's where that...
You'll just say the truth, even though it's horrible, and then get away with it because of how you're doing it.
Yeah.
So that's not...
It's a gift.
Live in the moment is what I say. The future will take care of itself, and learning from your past is pointless. The ending part's wild.
Yeah.
Beginning is 100% me.
I've definitely learned from my past. Just like you said, high school Nick was completely different than Nick now.
Oh, yeah, you for sure learned from your past.
So yes, 100% can learn from my past, but going back to the story we just shared, the ER story, I also can get caught up in living in the moment.
Yeah, you see a girl fall, a little girl, cut her head open, and you giggle to yourself.
No. I giggled when my wife smacked the nurse in the back by opening the bathroom door.
Sorry, I'm getting confused here. So we'll do somewhat. For that one. I never feel remorse, shame or guilt about something I've said or done. I don't think you do, though.
Yeah.
You don't go back and... You lay in bed at night and think, wow, I wish I would have said that 2 years ago.
No.
Okay.
No. But...
Are you ever think... You have any... During your day, are you thinking about regret or stuff in the past or anything?
No. Do I have things that I regret? Yes, I think maybe everyone does. But it's definitely not, like, on my mind constantly.
We'll do somewhat.
Yeah.
Last one. I don't see the point in taking on responsibilities of any kind. They just weigh you down.
I feel like I have a decent amount of responsibility.
Yeah, I mean, you have a kid coming.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd say I'm responsible.
So you cut a 13.
What is that?
I have 24, which means you are a possible psychopath.
Possible. I feel like
0 to 12, you're not a psychopath at all.
Barely. So I'm barely. You did
that.
I'm barely a...
13, 17,
possible. I'm barely possibly a psychopath.
Yeah. Yes. 13, 17, you could be a psycho. 18 plus, you're likely a psycho. And if you get all 24, you need to go see someone immediately.
So I'm good.
So you are possibly a psychopath?
I feel like everyone is.
Which is terrifying. But that about wraps up this episode. Episode 2. Episode 3 next week probably is going to be with...
Oh, you're having Jess on.
The wild one.
Oh, baby.
The wild one...
She gets to explain herself. She's coming on to defend herself.
She's going
to
come on... I mean... Yeah.
Oh, this is... Oh, if you don't know what we're talking about, listen to episode 1 of KaiCast. It's, You're going to learn to know someone named Jess, and let me tell you what.
Yeah, so she can come on and defend herself about... It's my brother's future wife, his fiancée.
I've never met the girl, but I hear she's a firecracker.
She's wild. She's going to come on, and she's going to talk about the altercation, the party that happened that I talked about in the first episode.
I can't wait. This is going
to be great. That's going to be fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
That might be an hour-long podcast.
Oh, that's going to be good. I can't wait.
Nick will come on after this many more times.
Oh, you're going to get lots of Nick.
He's going to pop in here, in and out.
We like talking sports.
We'll talk more about sports. He loves Star Wars.
Oh, baby. If we get Miami Heat, Philadelphia Eagles, a little Anakin Skywalker up in here, oh my gosh.
My views will drop immensely.
Gold.
But, okay. So that will happen in the future, but just want to thank you all for listening and see you next time. Bitches!